From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Saudi Arabia and three other countries have agreed to a 48-hour extension of a deadline for Qatar to meet 13 demands to end a diplomatic dispute. Qatar's facing further sanctions after the four countries cut ties last month over Doha's alleged support of terrorism, a charge it denied. Qatari Defense Minister Khalid Mohammed Al Attiyah said this is only the latest example of an attempt at regime change.
1996, there was a hard coup attempt in 1996. 2014, they started to use a soft coup attempt. And 2017, it was definitely a soft coup attempt. And they are mistaken, because the difference between Qatar and other countries is that the people of Qatar, they love their emir.
Middle East analyst Stephen Zunis of the University of San Francisco is not sure exactly what new sanctions could be imposed.
In terms of land, sea, and air blockade, the withdrawal of diplomatic relations, suspending of their membership in the Gulf Cooperation Council, it's hard to think what additional sanctions could be imposed short of actual war.
The demands include closing a Turkish military base and shuttering the Doha-based Al Jazeera network. The White House said President Donald Trump spoke about unity as he talked by phone with leaders of Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, and Qatar. Islamist militants in Mali Sunday released a video saying it showed six Western captives, the al-Qaeda-linked Nusrat al-Islam, while Muslimin said it released the video. It comes as French President Emmanuel Macron met in Bamako with heads of state of five Sahel countries after the UN Security Council endorsed the formation of a regional force to combat the growing threat of jihadism. This is VOA News.